Yeah, great.
I think we both have very similar things, Mary and I, that we're grateful for. And we both have sort of some things that are maybe difficult right now, but we each recognize that by coming back to this moment is perfect.
Yeah.
It's full, especially when we're thinking about all of the things that support us. And it's kind of a welcome relief to remember that.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Others? Yeah.
When I ran through my list of the things that are my resources and my support, what connected them all was a sense of connection to people and community and to nature.
Yeah.
So there's a deeper sense of being connected.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much. Other people? Insights, ideas, feelings?
My name is Carl,
yeah.
And my partner here is Gabrielle. Gabrielle has been married for 38 years. He has a wife and a very nice family, a lot of support there. He cooks, he's French, so he cooks. That's smart. He also has found an app that's very interesting. Would you tell him about your app that you found?
Insight.
Huh?
Insight Timer.
Yeah, it's free, I think. It's great, yeah. Insight Timer.
I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, you feel like you're meditating with people around the world, right?
I'll meet you there.
Do you want to say more about that, Gabrielle, how it works? That sense of community you get when you do it?
First of all, and you decide how many minutes you want to sit each day, and you have all kinds of reminders. You get, after 10 days of consecutive sitting, you get a yellow star. After 30 days, you get a red star. Then there's a green star. And so it gives you a little something to work against, and then you can make friends, have friends all over the world. And you can have conversations, actually.
Yeah.
Meaningful conversations.
It's called Insight.
Insight Timer.
It has some nice bells, too. And isn't there a feature, Gabrielle, that when you're done, it tells you how many people were sitting with you worldwide right during that time?
Uh-huh. Either in your neighborhood or in the world. So you can choose. Oh.
And you can contact them.
Oh, you can contact these other people, too.
What's it called?
Insight Timer. Yeah.
It has meditations also in music.
Wow, great. Good. This is great.
So you can have guided meditations, and you're not there actually for some reason. So
I don't know. I should get there. I think I might be in there actually. I think I might be, but I'll check it out. Thanks for reminding me. All right. Good. How about you?
Well, interesting that you brought this up tonight because I lead a men's group, and I've been thinking all week the topic, and the topic is our strengths and our weaknesses, and it just follows right into what you said, and I've been thinking about it all week, and it's been very helpful.
How has it helped you? What have you experienced inside that's been useful?
Well, it's helped me realize how thankful I am, how privileged I am to be here, and to offer what I've experienced in my life to others and have them benefit by it, and also benefit that I get from being with others. So it's still, germinating. It's still working. But
that's great.
The group is Monday, so by Monday I'll have it together.
That's great. That's good. Thank you. Well, I have an inspiration, and we have enough time for it. So I have a suggestion that in a moment you go back to the same partner, or just do it inside yourself if you haven't had a partner, okay? And out of this experience of feeling supported, feeling already full, already balanced at the front edge of now, just bring to mind and share with your partner a gift from your own fullness you'd like to offer to another person in your life. Could be a very simple one, like patting your partner sweetly when you get home tonight. Or not interrupting your partner when your partner is talking with you, or something. What's a little gift? Or maybe tomorrow, or a smile at a stranger, a gift from your own fullness. And the second question is, what's a gift to give yourself? from your fullness. And then we'll come back again. Okay, you got it? So A's will do it, both gifts. And then B's will do it, both gifts. I'll give you a little time signal, about a minute and a half each. Okay? Kind of quick. All right? Find your partner. And you can have more than one, but at least one. Okay? Got it? A's go first, as usual. So both gifts for A's, then you'll switch for B's. Begin. Oh, quiet. Shh. Soft voices. Shh. Okay, good. A's talk, B's listen. Oh. A's finish up. And then switch to B's. B's your turn, the two gifts. B's begin. Okay, start finishing up. B's. All right, come on back. Come on back. All right. Who'd like to share? Anybody have a gift to share? All right. Okay. How was that? One of the things that's really central in Buddhism and, of course, elsewhere is this idea of giving. Dana, generosity, relaxing, the grip of the self, opening the hand. Basically, there's a beautiful teaching from Buddhism where the Buddha says, if you knew as I knew the gifts of giving, the benefits of giving, if you knew as I knew the benefits of giving, you would not eat a single morsel without sharing your meal. And he means that besides food, many kinds of food. Okay, so it's so beautiful that as we feel fuller, as we feel more balanced, there's a natural movement into expressing that gift to others and thinking about what can we give ourselves? What would be that little gift for ourselves? Gift of wisdom, gift of restraint. My dad had a beautiful gesture. He'd say, he would move his hand. He came from North Dakota. He would say, Rick, don't fuss with that. Just can you see, just drop it down. Not push it away, resist it, not aversion. Just, you don't need to borrow that trouble. You know, just let it, you know, don't fuss with that, Rick. Like that. That's a gift to oneself. I say it to myself. You know, turn the channel. Yeah, don't sweat the small stuff. Okay, some of the gifts. What came up for you?
Letter, writing a letter.
A letter?
To the people that I'm grateful, that I was talking about, that I'm grateful for, and then just really expressing it.
A beautiful gift, yeah. Thank you. Other gifts to others or oneself? Yeah.
Mine was to a client, to be as kind-hearted and open-hearted, even to give it my all, even though the direction they were going was not right, but to allow them to explore that, and then it turned out that was the big gift to me, too, was to not resist.
Yeah.
And to allow them to follow that path if
they chose. Thank you. Yeah. Great. Tom?
The gift I thought of is that I can be less impatient with other people, especially people in my life. I can give them the gift of not interrupting, of listening, and listening deeply to what they're saying, taking time out, making space to listen to people in my life, my partner, close friends, and so forth.
Thank you. Yeah. That's great. Oh, great. Tarne, and then Jerry to Tarne.
Okay. Because I am supported, I give myself the gift of giving up and not efforting as much as I might, because I am supported. And that is a gift to other people, too, because then I'm not pushing my effort on to other people.
Yeah.
And then that the whole thing can kind of relax a little bit, because we're all supported.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. Jerry?
So my gift to myself was going through a list of people that appreciate me and just really letting that in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Thank you. Anybody else? Oh, good. Great. Thank you.
So my name is Stephen. So the gift to myself is not doing anything, just being there and not feeling like to go somewhere or do something.
That's great.
Just relaxing, being there.
Thank you. That's a gift to me. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great.
As I've learned to be more and more compassionate with myself, I find myself to be, you know, to be less, much less judgmental and more compassionate with others.
That's great. Thank you. We're kind of coming full circle with the topic of self-caring, you know, being a light unto oneself. Yeah. All right. Very nice. Well, how about we...
my friend here, Gabrielle. He's been married 38 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And very happily, his wife is going through some real problems with fibromyalgia. Oh. And she gets her massages a lot. Massage therapy is helping her a lot.
Yeah.
And I think he's getting a lot of satisfaction coming back to him for being able to do that work.
Thank you.
I think he's blushing, I think. He's blushing, but I think he's know how he can help somebody. It's a good thing.
Thank you. Just watching you give Gabrielle these gifts really touches my heart. Seriously, thank you. Well, how about we just sit for a final minute? Just letting it reverberate, whatever is beneficial. You well. Take care. See you next week. Oh.